USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The impact of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade is still being felt as demonstrations for and against the decision continue across the country. In Mississippi, the law banning abortion will be certified in 10 days. Meanwhile, the waiting room at the state's last abortion clinic is packed. Kim Gibson, a volunteer at the Jackson Women's Health Organization, tells CNN that she is going to stay till the end.
Our volunteers will do always what we do, and that is put the patient first and make sure that we can get them in as safely and comfortably as possible in the face of some really monstrous protesters.
In Missouri, abortions are banned. State Attorney General Eric Schmidt made that announcement after the decision.
Here in Missouri, the people's voice has already made clear that Missourians respect the sanctity of human life.
Missouri is one of 10 states that banned abortion immediately. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Pfizer says its tweak to its COVID-19 vaccine to better target the Omicron variant not only works, but it's safe too. The FDA is considering a recipe change for the vaccines by Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech in hopes that a modified booster could better protect against an expected coronavirus surge this fall and winter. The current vaccines still offer strong protection against COVID, but they were designed for the original coronavirus strain. Effectiveness against the more contagious Omicron variant dropped big time when the mutant strain emerged. At least 2 people are dead, 10 others injured in a shooting at an Oslo, Norway nightclub. Investigators identified the suspect as a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen from Iran. The Norwegian Police Security Service first became aware of the suspect about 7 years ago. They became concerned that he had become radicalized and was part of an unspecified Islamist network. The incident prompted officials to raise the country's terror alert. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
It doesn't do everything that he wanted, but President Joe Biden signed the Safer Communities Act, the most significant piece of legislation passed by Congress to address gun violence in 3 decades.
Their message to us was do something. I don't know how many times we heard that. Just do something. For God's sake, just do something. Well, today, we did.
$13 billion has been allocated for the law, most of which will help bolster mental health programs in 8 schools. It will expand background checks for people ages 18 to 20 years old, and it will close the so-called boyfriend loophole, among other things. The last of the 21 victims in the Uvalde, Texas school shooting was laid to rest on Saturday. Uzziah Garcia's funeral was held at a Baptist church in San Angelo, where he lived before moving to Uvalde last year. 19 children and 2 teachers were killed when a gunman opened fire a month ago. Police response to the incident has been heavily scrutinized since. Massachusetts' highest court says a Norwich, Connecticut woman can sue Harvard for historical pictures it owns for emotional distress. Tamara Lanier says she descended from slaves who are portrayed in the widely published images. The images are considered some of the earliest showing of enslaved people in the U.S. The court concluded Lanier and her family can plausibly make a case for suffering, negligent, and indeed reckless infliction of emotional distress from Harvard. We are online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.